call the meat you'd get there from them.
You call it Joe.
Joe.
Yeah, Joe, what you cut off the whole head. Mm-hmm. And then it's, then cut him over and split him head open, get his brains out. Mm-hmm. And then the other part, then you make, that's what you make sauce.
Sauce.
Called hog head cheese. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, have you ever had a dish where you ground up the hog's liver and cook that?
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you call that?
Hay.
Hay.
Yeah.
Did you ever make anything out of the hog's blood?
No, I've heard him say they have made, people have made blood pudding.
Blood pudding, you never had that?
No, I never eaten none, but I heard Mama and them talk about they make blood pudding. Mm-hmm.
And did you ever take the juice of a head cheese and stir it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cook it?
Yeah.
What'd you call that?
Well, they call that a hash.
Call it a hash?
Yeah.
Anybody ever call that scrapple?
No. This would have hay, and this be all kind of meat, you know, mix up that onions and everything in it.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about leaving meat too long. If you leave butter around too long, what would happen to it?
Hit a mold. Yeah, and get sour.
And you'd say it smell bad?
Smell bad. But you take it, the biggest time when it's mold, if you don't let it stay, when it first mold, and don't let it stay too long, you ain't got to do nothing but take your knife and cut it, you know, a spoon or something, scrape it off, and it's good, and it'll cook a good cake.
Still cook good cake?
Good cake, yes, sir.
Would you ever call that kind of butter rancid?
Rancid butter.
Oh, would you ever say that it smell funky?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, thick, sour milk that you keep on hand is what?
That's sour. Mm-hmm. And this, you know, buttermilk, they call it, that's when it done turned. Yeah.
People ever call it curdled milk?
Clabber. Yeah. Clabber milk.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of cheese could you make from a clabber?
Well, they make good cheese. They said cheese made out of goat. Mm-hmm. Goat butter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they make cheese out of. Mm-hmm. Goat butter. Mm-hmm. And,
what do they call that cheese?
Hook cheese. That's in them boxes now. That's in them round boxes. Now this other one's in these square boxes. He just cheese. Mm-hmm. It ain't. But this hook cheese, he's in a wooden box. Mm-hmm. Round. Mm-hmm. Now that's the best cheese you can buy. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Any other kind of cheese that you might make?
Well, that other kind of cheese, I forget the name, what they call it, but it ain't like this. It ain't good as this, you know, hook cheese.
You ever had any cottage cheese?
Cottage, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that the same thing as the hook cheese? That different?
No, it's different. It's cheese, but it's different, you know, different make.
Yeah. And what's the first thing you had to do to the milk, say, after you milk the cow, what's the first thing you had to do to get it?
Strain it.
Yeah, strain the milk?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes your wife might make you something for dessert. She might put kind of like a pie baked in a deep dish, and you might have apples in there or something like that, have crust on top. What do you call that?
That's a pie.
Pie.
Sweet. You use sweet milk with that. Mm-hmm. That's pie.
What else might you call it besides a pie?
That's...
You ever call it a cobbler?
No, that's pie. That's
just pie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, if somebody really has a big appetite, you might, and they eat slices.
Yeah.
He sure likes to put away his... What'd you say? Sure likes to put away his...
Good pie. Yeah, nice. That's,
had you ever heard the word victuals for?
Victuals, yeah.
Food?
Yes,
that means basically the same thing as
food? Yeah, same thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a kind of sweet liquid that you might pour over a pudding?
Liquor.
Yeah, liquid. Sweet kind of stuff you might pour over a pudding.
Oh, that's called a mixer.